vegetable oil, animal fat, chicken feathers, animal manure, coconuts. The search for the perfect alternative fuel source spans almost all organic matter. In Missouri, researchers have set their sights on algae. The oil spill in the Gulf has brought the volatility of the non-renewable resource to the forefront, but scientists have been working on alternative fuel sources for years. Dick Sayer is heading up studies on algae at the Danforth Science Center in St. Louis.
Algae, first of all, are a bit more efficient at converting solar energy into biomass. And by biomass, I mean carbohydrates, sugars, starch, oils, protein, etc., than our land plants.
He says 100% of the algae can be used for oils, so there's no waste. Also, it's not competing with a food source or land that can be used for other agriculture. However, it makes a product very similar to what we're used to.
Algae can accumulate anywhere from a few percentages up to 70% of their total mass as oils. And by oils, we refer to triacyl glycerol. It's the same molecules you find in vegetable oil that you'll buy at the grocery store. It's virtually identical.
Sayer says algae can produce up to 30 times more energy per acre than land crops such as soybeans, but it has yet to be produced commercially. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.